This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it. It is so great and wonderful that we are having to close the blinds a little bit to keep the warm sunshine off of our faces, but hopefully not out of our hearts this morning. It is good to be back. Amen. Always good to be in the house of the Lord. A couple of announcements. First of all, officers and staff, trustees, if you all would meet me for just a few moments right after church in the conference room, there's just something with our officer retreat that I want to share with you. So just a quick moment, conference room right after this. You see the other announcements that are in the bulletin. I'm not going to repeat those for you. I do, however, have a couple of prayer requests that we need to add this morning. One of those being Janet Mueller. Janet has been sick for a couple of weeks now, probably with flu, but is just very, very weak and has requested that we keep her in prayers and hopes that she will be back next week. And then friends of Jacob and the Whitleys, Ginger, we have prayed for Ginger before, but this is a neighbor of theirs who has now entered hospice, and so we want to keep Ginger in our prayers as she is entering this different stage of life. This morning, each one of you, I hope, has a picture of a hand that you should be in your bulletin. If you picked up your bulletin early and you don't have one, please raise your hand and we have ushers that will give those to you. What I want you to do as we get into the meditation or the sermon this morning is I want you to imagine, even though that hand is black and white, I want you to imagine that that could be a young hand, it could be a child's hand, it could be an older person's hand, it could be a man's hand, a woman's hand, it could be a black hand, a brown hand, a yellow hand. Whatever you need that hand to be is what it will be this morning. And I'm going to invite us to do something a little bit different this morning when we get to the sermon time. And I'm doing this because I sense that we are all in need of a place of sanctuary. Not a place where we're going to hide from the world, but just a place where we can come and where we can trust that the Spirit is here to renew us, to send us back out into the world. And if you're not feeling that, that's okay. And if you choose to participate in the meditation, that's great. You can choose to, choose not to. You can choose to open your eyes. You can choose to close your eyes. It's really up to you. But whatever you choose to do, my prayer this morning is that you feel the power of the Spirit resting upon you today. And I pray that that Spirit will give you the strength that you need and that I need to go back out into the world. This is a holy space, and the Holy is here this morning. And because of that, let us give thanks to God. Let us worship.
baptized to begin lives of faith. Baptized to serve.
We would stand up for justice. We would bring justice to those who have none.
Baptized to speak.
We would heal, not hurt. We would bless, not curse.
Baptized to do what is right.
We would not pay fares, but treat each other well.
Baptized, may we continue our lives of faith together.
Our baptism is that sign and that seal that we have been made one with Christ. We have been, as Scripture tells us, grafted into Christ, made the vine from the branch. It's through our baptism that we are reminded that we are children of God, that we belong to the kingdom of God. It is through our baptism that we are freed from the bondage of our sin. And so this morning, on this Sunday that we celebrate the Lord's baptism, we also celebrate the freedom and the redemption that we have, even as we renew our own baptismal vows. We confess today. Sovereign God, in baptism, you have called us to turn aside from sin and to turn to Jesus. But too often we stray from his ways and we do not heed his call. So, Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
In baptism, you joined us to Christ in his death, that we might be raised with Christ in new life. But too often we cherish old ways and fail to embrace the risen life of righteousness, justice, and love. Lord, have mercy.
In baptism, we often refuse to live as one people, failing to witness to God's reconciling love. And so, Lord, have mercy.
In baptism, you call us to ministry in all areas of life. But too often, we do not nurture the ways of peace. Lord, have mercy.
In baptism, you sent us to serve with compassion all for whom Christ died, but too often we ignore the suffering of the oppressed and the plight of the poor. Lord, have mercy.
In baptism, you gave us the Holy Spirit to teach and guide us, but too often we rely on ourselves and refuse to trust your direction. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy upon us, and remember the promises that you made to us in our baptism. Forgive our sinful ways and heal our brokenness. Set us free, God, from all that tempts us, and raise us to new life in Jesus Christ, that we may be your faithful servants, showing your healing love to the world, to the glory of your name.
Amen.
The wonderful news for you and for me is that we are God's beloved children. And with us, God is well pleased. We have been renewed, we have been restored, we have been forgiven, we have been given new life, not just this day, but every single day. So what do we do with it? We're called to go and to live out this good news and share it with others. Amen.
Thank you.
pray with me, please. Gracious God, as we turn to your word for us, may your spirit rest upon us. Help us to be steadfast in our hearing, in our speaking, in our believing, and in our living. Amen. The Old Testament lesson this morning is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 through 9. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison, those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord. This is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them.
To be loved by thy joy.
You just heard the scripture through song. Beautifully done. Thank you. And now we hear it in word. Tell you what, why don't you open your Bibles to Matthew, the third chapter, page 3, and why don't you read with me? Let's hear the word of the Lord. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John the Jordan. Thanks be to God for scripture that never fails. Amen. I'm going to invite you to stand as we sing. It's times like this where pastors can either hope their parishioners don't think they're crazy and know that for whatever reason, the Spirit has landed on me today. And the Spirit has something the Spirit wants to say. And so I'm going to get my act together and the Spirit is going to move. First thing I would ask you to do, like I said, you can participate or not, but if you want to, if you would take the photo that you have, place it face up. You can put it on your lap, or if you're like me, sometimes my lap is too slippery to hold things, and so you can set it beside you. And with your feet firmly planted on the floor with your eyes closed, with your own hands resting palm up. Tune into your own breathing. And as you're breathing, I want you to think about your hands, to think about their use, to think about their strength, to think about their maturity. And then I want you to think about the most unforgettable hands that you have known. Perhaps that's the hands of a father, a mother, a grandparent, a spouse, a friend. Remember the oldest hand that has rested in your hand. Think about the hand of a newborn and remember that once upon a time, your hand was as tiny as that little hand. And now think about all the things that your hands have done since then. Because almost everything that we learn comes through our hands. Whether it's turning over, learning to crawl, to walk, to balance, learning to hold on to something. We use our hands to feed ourselves, to wash ourselves, to dress ourselves. At one point, the greatest accomplishment for each and every one of us was learning how to tie our own shoes. Think about all the learning that your hands have done, all of the activities that they have mastered, all of the things that your hands have made. Do you remember that day when you learned to write your own name? Remember all of the kinds of work that they have done. The tired and aching that your hands have known, the heat, the cold, the soreness, the blood that they have bled, but also the healing that they have experienced. And think now of all of the hands that have left their imprint on you. Because in all honesty, our fingerprints and our handprints really are heart prints that nothing can erase. And then think about all of the places that carry your handprints, all of the people, all of the places that bear your heart. If you choose, I invite you to raise your right hand and to place it gently on your heart. And I want you to breathe and press it a little bit harder so that you can feel the beat of your heart. That heartbeat was learned in the womb. It's been with you since the beginning of time. And now I invite you to lower your hand back to your lap as if it is still holding your heart. It's still in your hand. And this time, you can open your eyes and place that palm hand down to the palm that you have in your photo. That hand could be anybody's hand. It could be a child's hand, a parent's hand. But the wonderful thing is that hand could be the hand of Jesus. No matter what color, no matter what size, no matter what gender, because Jesus has no other hands but ours. That's it, folks. No other but ours. And that hand has come to heal us. So right now, with your hand resting in the palm of whatever hand you choose, what are you feeling right now? The truth is, our hands were not fashioned just for us. Spiritually and physically, we were made to be the healing hands of Christ. Our hands, when they are outreached and when they touch, they move us from that sort of heady thing that we call the act of baptism. And they move us into our heart so that we can live out our baptism, so that we can be the healing hands of our Lord. Named and claimed and beloved, God sent Jesus on his way to ministry once he was baptized. And he does the very same thing for us. Our hands are meant to heal. And I'm going to go off script here for just a second, because I think one of the ways that this Spirit is touching me this morning is that I have experienced just this morning the tension of what the world is doing to us. The tension of perhaps us being disappointed with one another. Perhaps the harvest is plenty and there are too few workers. And so perhaps we don't feel like we're pulling our own weight. I watched the tension this morning of the world literally coming to our door and coming in our door. And it was frightening. This is a place of sanctuary. This is a place of healing. But that doesn't mean that the world is not going to come in, and thanks be to God that the world does come in. We need the healing hands of the Lord, and we need each other. If there was ever a time, brothers and sisters at Eastminster, we need one another. And that comes straight out of Matthew's gospel this morning. It was not a pretty sight when Jesus was baptized. There were loud words and there were struggles. And then there was that being sent out immediately into the world. Living the Christian life is not about being easy. It is about struggling. And it is about struggling together. Isaiah said at one time that there will be a Savior who will come and who will lay healing hands upon the world. Those words are echoed in this baptism. It didn't come in calming waters. It doesn't always come with gentle words. Sometimes healing comes when God decides to throw open the heavens and send this thunderous voice upon us to remind us just how loved we are and why we should love one another. God really, really does care about us. God the Creator, God the Redeemer, God the Sustainer all come together in the waters of baptism for Christ and for each of us. And if that is not powerful, I don't know what is. If you choose, I'm going to ask you to reach out to the hand beside you. And if you are not beside someone, I invite, Jacob, you're awesome. Thank you. And I want you to, just for a minute, close your eyes and let that hand speak to you. Whatever that hand is saying, let it speak to you. Christ has no other hands on earth but yours and mine. And my prayer this morning is that God is pleased with us when we extend that healing hand of Jesus to others, and when we invite others to come to the cleansing waters of baptism, and when we do it, not in our name, but in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And all of God's people say, amen.
Let us stand to say what we believe using the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father,
maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, but one being with the Father, through him all things are made. For us, for our salvation, he came down from heaven.
Let us join together in prayer. God, we give you our greatest thanksgiving that your Spirit not only swept over the waters of creation, but your Spirit is sweeping over us even now, always, always creating something new, something holy, something better for us. If we just don't give in to the distractions of the world around us, if we remember that always our hands are being held by yours, that always, God, your Spirit moves in us, trying to help us turn away from all of the negative things that try to pull us away from the beauty of this world that you have given us. We've put our hands and our hearts into the palm of your hand this morning, I pray. And you know better than me what was being communicated. You know the prayers of our hearts. You know our joys. You know our concerns. You know our frustrations. You know our thanksgiving and our love. And so I pray, God, that we will be and become even more a church that turns to you in prayer, trusting that you have healing and hope not only available for us who ask for it, God, but for us who ask on behalf of others. Send us out into the world not afraid, but full of courage and full of strength, because so very many, God, need to know the love that you have in Jesus Christ. You've told us to go out and baptize. Help us, God, first to bring in and to share the story and to be your hands and your healers. This we all pray in the name of our Lord, who has provided us with everything that we need in life and in life beyond death. And so, with our voices joined as one, we pray the prayer that he has taught us. The tears, there is joy. And so with the psalmist, we say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and may none of us ever forget all of God's blessings. Mm-hmm.
pray with me. Holy God, we are reminded this morning as we remember Christ's baptism, how you stooped to meet us eye to eye in Christ, reassuring us through your presence. So now, as we give our gifts to you, help us to see the faces of those who will look to us for a touch of compassion and love, our words of kindness, our arms of comfort, and our generous gifts. Meet in us the longing we have to hear your voice speak. This is my beloved child, with whom I am pleased. We pray this in the name that is above all others, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
I have absolutely no doubt that God could look at each and every one of you and say, with you, I am well pleased. The thing is, we got to keep it up. Go out into the world with faith. Have courage. Hold on to everything as good. Don't return evil for evil. Don't avoid those who need to have their heart strengthened. Help those who are sick and suffering. Love the Lord as much as you love yourself, as much as you love neighbor, and then love the Lord more than all of that again. The Lord is with us as we journey, behind us, encouraging us, beside us, befriending us, above us, watching over us, within us, giving us those incredible gifts of faith and hope and love. The Lord is beside us, before us, showing us the way. Amen.